Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, those are the young, clean-cut, white Austin guys. And they dress up in these Arab headdresses and fake beards. And it is just hilarious. And then they put all this hardcore political news into it. For stations that are just joining us are going, what are you talking about? We had a local Austin hip-hop group called the Arab League in studio for the last 25 minutes or so. And don't worry, we will take that that in-studio video and post that to PrisonPlanet.tv members, and it'll probably be on the TV show tonight if we have time to do it. All right, the really serious news. I want to give the phone number out. I want to go over the news we covered in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast before the local musicians joined us. I'd call them actors, too, and artists. You ought to see this music video they made. It's high-tech special effects. Really funny. Wasn't so serious. Patriot Act email searches apply to non-terrorist acts. Two judges say that all criminal investigations, the Patriot Act, can be used. And people are all shocked by this. They've been doing it since day one, since they passed it. So I want to go over that. And then there's the really big news that has come out about concentration camps in America and this new End Game program. That's the name of the operation, is End Game, under this Rex 84 system. I want to cover it. I want to talk about it. I want to detail it. And then coming up in the third hour, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson with a big shotgun news report just across the board, a whole bunch of big stories he and I and others have been breaking and what we think is most important and what we've been covering, and, of course, your phone calls. Here's the toll-free number, and I'm going to take a lot of your calls. And we're going to move quickly through them, and we're going to talk about a lot of different issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. And most of the sites have the same news on them, but there's always exclusives every day to each particular site. So that's a reason to visit all of them. Why do we have all these sites? For redundancy, to have backups, to have multiple servers, to have different webmasters over different areas, to expand what we're doing, give people more variety and more access. Especially with all the censorship that's coming onto the web now. Senators back new broadband taxes. Very serious. Another one here, opposition to AOL's email tax grows. So a lot of ways to try to censor and control that as well. And we'll go over all of it. But again, when we get back from break, we'll start taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers are always welcome, but all callers are welcome. And again, any issue you'd like to discuss, but if you heard the first 30 minutes of the show and Bush's mysterious new camp programs and all these mainstream news articles and all these documents and all these admissions and all these different things that are happening, we need to discuss them. And being launched today, I believe the new deals are posted up there. If not, they'll be posted up there tonight. We are offering the special we offered during Christmas holidays of 5.3 months free. Normally get 3 months free when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, today, for the next month, through March, and that's it, through the month of March, we're talking about $39.95, 5.3 months free, over 5 months free, almost half off. What is that? That's like 45+% off just through the month of March for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And you get my local TV show, all my best audio interviews. You get all 14 of my films, Dylan Avery's Loose Change 2, all the other documentary filmmakers like Ted Pike and others that have authorized us to post their films on the websites. They're all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And there's my book, Paul Watson's book, so much more, over 1,000 pieces of media now that we've posted there in the last 2 years, a huge library, a treasure trove of information, and you can download off the site and burn copies of my films. You can download and burn copies of all my films, print up copies of my book, Paul Watson's book, give them to people. It is a dynamo activist center. It is absolutely amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all of you out there that have become members of PrisonPlanet.tv that have made it all possible, because we're expanding the websites, the webmasters, the writers, everything we do because of your support. It all goes back in to the fight against the New World Order. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
10-year U.S. strategic plan for detention camps revises proposals from Oliver North. I had made this point in the last few weeks, and I was very thankful to see a mainstream periodical reporting on that. They just recycle the same stuff, gulags for American citizens in final planning stages, and I can't get over this article we learned of from a listener at the end of the broadcast yesterday out of the New York Sun. All crimes, all investigations, all of it is under the Patriot Act. And of course, that was in there. We've been telling this for years, so it's old news for you, but here it is, more and more in your face. I remember 3 years ago seeing them all over the country use it in drug offenses, you name it. And now they're using it against the homeless, just everybody. And then they get on TV and go, we're not using it, it's only against terrorists. But all misdemeanors, all crime is, of course, terrorism under Section 802. I want to take a bunch of your phone calls. We'll also get into some of the things that are happening with the Internet, a bunch of other news, some new developments with the port deal on this live Wednesday edition, March 1st, 2006. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name's Kai Nguyen from Milwaukee.
Do me a favor. I mean, we don't screen your calls, and we don't control what you can say and what you can do. But, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but some people call in and use other people's names. And so it's kind of nice if you just don't give your last name unless you're a guest on the show, just because I don't want to run into those problems of people giving out their names on air.
All right.
I mean, I understand you want to sign your John Hancock to the dotted line and be public, and that's fine, sir. It's just that it's not even a rule I have. I just would somehow people are starting to do it. I think people think they're supposed to now, and really, you don't have to say your full name.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. You're calling from Milwaukee, Tom.
Yes. Last night, United Nations Ambassador Augustine Mahiga from Tanzania spoke at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He talked about when a nation is defenseless, UN peace building moves in its troops and civilian support. Troops comprised of countries Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and Tanzania will be brought in, and the host country gets to pay the bill of
UN peace building is more of the sell-off of infrastructure and bringing in international, multinational forces. Peace building is tyranny building. It's occupation.
Also paved the housing of headquarters, and the troops stayed permanently.
Where did you go to hear about this last night?
You know, it's Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
And who was there speaking on this subject?
Ambassador Augustine Mahiga from Tanzania.
Well, I read that in documents. They're pretty secretive about that. I knew that was going on. They're announcing it now?
It was there in the Union. It was a ballroom, Union ballroom. And
of course, he was saying it was good, right?
Well, I think he's I don't know. I do have a question. Please tell me how I recognize a globalist.
All right, let me try to answer that question. Thanks for the call. A globalist says they're a globalist. A globalist says they want a global government or global governance. A globalist says that they should be able to come in and pay off your politicians to sign over your water districts, your roads, your power companies, your nation. A globalist believes that we should be in 160 countries with our troops. A globalist believes that national sovereignty wasn't such a good idea and is going to be obsolete in our lifetimes, as Strobe Talbott, Undersecretary of State, when he was a writer for Time magazine, said in 1991, before he was even in the Clinton government. I mean, I can read you the quotes of the globalists, but it's those that want a world empire. Good questions, Tom. Thank you. And if somebody saw that ambassador give that speech about peace building, very sinister, part of Agenda 21, if you can find that at the University of Wisconsin in a few days when a transcript goes up, please email it to me. We'd like to talk about it. Let's talk to Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, on the prison camps, I mean, when you think about it, $385 million after profit and kickbacks leaves about enough money to buy some shovels and dig some ditches.
Well, that's the point I made last hour, sir. They're only talking about one tiny program. Newsmax and the Associated Press 3 years ago reported on the 3 1-million man camps,
mm-hmm.
just off of a purchase order, and that was going out to Bechtel and others. So Halliburton already runs many of the emergency centers. Halliburton already has built Gitmo at Guantanamo Bay, Camp X-Ray. They've already built most of the camps overseas. So this is just one little spending package that just so happened to slip through the radar and get picked up by the Houston Chronicle.
Well, I had another question, too. I keep hearing about, you know, after the next big attack, and it reminded me of a quote that I read from a German civilian in the time leading up to World War II, saying that they waited and waited, but the big thing never happened to rally around. Why would the government give people something to rally around when really they're getting everything they want now? They've proven they can kill and disarm Americans. I mean, Ruby Ridge, Waco, New Orleans.
Let me just stop you right there because you sound like a cogent, intelligent person. I'm trying to get at what you're saying. Your first question sounded like you were minimizing the camps, but then your second statement sounds like you believe this is happening.
No. I'm not minimizing the camps.
Well,
what I'm saying
is Halliburton's gotten millions and billions for these. And there's 3 1-million man camps that were funded 3 years ago, and these things are all over the place. They're called sports stadiums.
Well, and that's the thing. You don't house people in those. What I'm saying is that they are not building facilities to keep people in. They are building places to exterminate people.
Yes, I agree.
Your second
statement about why would they give somebody something to rally around, they're losing control. People are waking up right now. They say in PNAC and in Brzezinski documents and statements and books, and they say everywhere, we need catalyzing events. A Republican big memo came out a few months ago, confirmed, saying we need a big terror attack to get our agenda kickstarted. What do you mean? Bush's approval rating went from 45
skyrocketed to 96%, the highest approval rating of a U.S. president ever. Now it's dropped back down to 34% in mainstream polls. Other polls are tracking at 25-26%, all-time low ever for a president. When Clinton's approval rating hit 33%, he bombed Oklahoma City. That is, government elements did. And then he told a USA Today reporter on Air Force One a year later after his reelection, he said, "I owe my reelection to the Oklahoma City bombing, and it caused the people to rally around me."
Well, that's
a quote, brother.
And I agree with you on those, but Oklahoma City and 9/11 were quite a while ago. A lot of people have woken up, and they've been reading,
exactly,
and they understand.
Exactly, I have said, sir, that's my whole point. Ideas are bulletproof, as the V for Vendetta ad states so correctly for that new movie coming out. I wanted to mention that because I want to plagiarize them, but it's true. Ideas are dangerous. They have lives of their own. Good ideas, good, bad, and different, whatever. And we have to have an awakening, a renaissance. When I went on air 2 months before 9/11, every radio show until the day it happened saying, they're going to attack New York, Bin Laden's their agent. They're going to attack the World Trade Centers and I mentioned a few other targets. Why? Because I could look at their spectrum analysis. I could look at their data. I could look at their preconditioning. They suddenly, 2 months before, said, here's Bin Laden. He's about to get you. They didn't say where he'd hit. I knew he was an asset. They were getting us ready. Not a question of if, but when. When there's an attack, give your rights up. They precondition you, so in the back of your mind, you've already heard their solution. So when they say it again at the subconscious level, you see it as palatable. If we don't expose who's behind the terror historically, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens of examples, over 100, where we know the government carried out the attacks, and they have declassified it and admit it. And if we don't have a renaissance of understanding, they're going to blow a city up, or they're going to do something even bigger. The events always get bigger. It's like a heroin addict. They've got to get bigger to have that same effect. They're saying, Tommy Franks is saying, on the payroll of the White House, martial law is coming. They're out pushing it.
Well, and I agree. I guess what I'm saying is you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're saying that if they have an event like that, the number of Americans who will galvanize behind them because of what they've done historically, they've galvanized behind the president, is more than those of us who are in the know, who are going to, you know, I don't want to say go into lockdown mode, but...
Sir, it's not even that. It's will. The majority of people know something's wrong with the world, but they don't have the will to even tell their neighbors. They're so afraid. People need to be more afraid of doing nothing. The cost is greater. So that's what I'm saying. 3% started the war against the British. 5% won it, my friend. It doesn't matter that most of the public sucking their thumb, drooling, eating cheeseburgers, and doesn't even know what the First Amendment is and are totally mindless. Okay? There is a giant cadre, I would say conservatively 80 million people, who really have got at least a tertiary grasp of what's going on. I'd say there's 20, 30 million that really know what's going on, and our numbers are growing. So if we all can wake somebody up, this is what I've been hammering on, sir, and we've done it. Now this is the majority of Americans in major polls believe the government was involved in 9/11. Okay? We got to do that and do that. So when they're running around in trucks trying to arrest people, trying to pull, they'll do it in a test city, and, oh, we just rounded up these people, and it'll sound like they're guilty, and, oh, they're bad, and shouldn't we? And at that point, sir, we've got to get really serious. I mean, it's coming down to that. The people need to know who the enemy is when Army trucks are driving around. I mean, I'm trying to warn people in case they may back off. They already wanted to carry out terror attacks. They've been shocked by how viciously we've attacked them because we're not afraid, okay? They've been shocked by how people have woken up. They've had to issue fake terror alerts. They've been caught issuing fake terror alerts. They've been caught issuing fake intelligence. So they have lost credibility, and top CIA agents and briefers are going public. Former members of Congress, cabinet member positions are going public, saying what I'm saying, Ron Paul saying we're going into martial law. So they got a problem. There's a lot more people resisting this than there were resisting Hitler or Lenin. And we're still armed. We don't come from a history of being peasants. And so they got a fight on their hands, brother. Are you there?
I'm still here, yeah. I'm going to go back to this point again, then I'll get off the phone. That... for them to make something happen, I agree, 30
well,
million
you tell
people,
us, what should we do? Instead of repeating the same thing, what should we do? What do you think is going to happen?
That's what I'm wondering. My thought is that they don't. They're getting everything that they want right now with the Patriot Act.
No, they're not, sir.
Ports.
No, they're not. We're fighting them on roads. We're fighting them on taking water districts. They're getting fought and in trouble everywhere. They know we're waking up. You don't think with Echelon they don't know the country's hopping mad and knows that they're criminals? The criminals know that we know now.
Okay? They understand that. That's what the police state's about. They don't want you to have nice shopping malls and nice cars and money. Their open stated goal is to make us all paupers, brother.
I agree.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, instead of sitting there, you know, we know what the problem is. We know stuff's bad. Instead of faltering on exactly what to do, just do something. Just get up and fight the enemy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Continuing with your calls, coming up the next segment, I'm going to play a little two-minute clip from my film, America Destroyed by Design. For some reason, so much of what's in that film is now in the news, from the ports to concentration camps. It's a little snippet of Ollie North, and it gets brought up about the plan for detention centers for Americans, and then we get Henry B. Gonzalez, congressman, now the late congressman, to comment on it. Jack Brooks is dead, too. That was back in 1986. But let's go ahead and go back to the calls. I sounded frustrated with that last caller. It was just because he just kept saying, well, I just don't see they're getting everything they want. And they are getting much of what they want, but they're getting more and more resistance. But they need to get, after each attack, they have to get everything they want done, and then move on to the next level. They're having trouble getting it all done. They're not getting everything they want. And I pray there isn't another big attack. And then if there is a big attack, we need to be able to have enough people that know the truth and not let these dictators really take over. Because they're announcing they're dictators. Bush is saying he has dictatorial power. It's nightmarish. And again, he's just a puppet. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
If people don't think that'll happen, look what happened in a dome stadium. They piling people up in there. They put dogs and police around there. No water. What was going on? People was fighting.
Well, that was all a test to claim they screwed up to get more funding and power.
That's right. But here's the thing about it. If we're not all bunched up together, they'll pick us off a few at a time. You know what I mean? I live out in the country, and I have about three neighbors in a couple of miles. How could I fight?
But, Charles, you've given out, over 6,000 of my videos over the years, and I've talked to locals that have witnessed it. How many?
About 6,600 right now.
Yeah, and so the police are all your friends. They know the truth. They threw the feds out in your area. You've won, sir. Armed police in three parishes I know of, and you're saying in your parish, too, it was in the national news, threw them out at gunpoint because they caught them sabotaging. The police in your area, you hang out with them. They laughed at you 5 years ago. Now they love you. They're your friends. They woke up. Most of them aren't bad people. They can just break through the paradigm and realize. And, people say bunch up, and that's okay in some cases. I think it's better that we're all spread out, all waking people up. That's why we got to wake people up in our area now. Wake our neighbors up. Wake everybody up.
I got Mike Griffin on one of the shows, the president here, got him on one of the shows, and they admit that the feds want to take over this parish here. And I tell you what, it cost $60,000 for one of these FEMA little trailer camps for 18 months. $60,000, Mr. Jones. They could have built a home for somebody in New Orleans for that. And another thing, don't forget about the confiscation of guns. Well, people, they don't want you to protect yourself. They don't want you to have enough.
Well, you have the military on tape saying, we're here to confiscate all the guns, and that was in the wealthy area that wasn't even flooded. They're not going to bring you food. They're going to come take your guns.
That's right. And if they really know the abuse, they had actually mercenaries guarding the Americans, or said they was guarding them. Mercenaries. That's a crime. Since the McKinney said that. People better wake up, or they're going to be like me in one of them cells getting cattle prod and getting a little food and being thankful for that. People better wake up, because being a coward's not the time right now. There's no place for cowardness right now. People better wake up and listen to this. Tell people about this. And I've been asking them, get these tapes and wake their neighborhood up. If they just could do that. If they could just get enough guts in them to wake three or four of their neighbors up, give these tapes out. Take copies.
Well, I mean, you've done an incredible job, Charles. You've been listening for, I guess, 8-9 years. But tell the listeners, I mean, you're not hyping this. The effect you've had in your area, the police are all totally awake. I mean, tell people about the effect you had.
When I first started, I was with Larry Nichols selling things. They threatened to put me in jail, take my dog, laugh at me. They even bought me out of places. It was very embarrassing. But I kept going back. I would go outside the places, give these tapes. And after a few policemen got the tapes, they would start asking me, can you make my mom a tape? Can you get me one about Dog Secrets Bohemian Grove? Here's $20. Buy you some tapes. And I just had phone calls. People out of state called me. You know what I mean? It's incredible what happened. I mean, people from the Veterans Hospital.
And so now when you walk in, you told the story, they buy you coffee and want to go hanging out with you. So again, at first they thought you were evil, but you persevered, and then they found out you were only warning them and trying to save their family.
Well, it was due because I had a record, but after I explained it, I gave them my transcripts and I read it, they realized I was falsely accused. And a lot of police apologized and it wasn't even involved in it. I said, you have to send anybody you want to prison. They said, yes, right. It's how we write it up. I said, well, I didn't do anything, you know? But they apologized. But a lot, you'd be surprised at the police that know what's going on. You'd be surprised the police has got guns buried. I mean, they tell you, get a gun and bury it. Get ammunition. It's coming, Charlie. It's coming. What you say is true. These tapes are true. I gave it to lawyers, and the lawyers researched the tapes, and they come and said, it's unbelievable. I give it to everybody, anybody that listens to me. But see, the most American people, they want to listen to you, turn off the radio, and not say anything. And that's not the way to fight it. The tapes are the way. Believe me, they could win over parishes, their neighborhoods. I'm not pushing the tapes. I'm saying that's how I did it.
No, I believe me, Charles, I know people in Louisiana that know you, what you've done. So many others like you. God bless you, brother. More calls coming up in this audio clip. It's up to us. You can't count on somebody else to do it. Charles is absolutely right, and God bless him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR #1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, Genesis Communications Radio Network. Paul Watson coming up in 27 minutes. And your calls are coming up here in just a few. I want to get back into concentration camps in America. It's official. It's in mainstream newspapers. You can go to the Army's own website and read about it. And it's for your own safety. It's good. The troops have been training for decades to take your guns, been given questionnaires, because turning your guns in is conservative. And that evil Alex Jones talks about a brother. He shouldn't. He should trust the criminals running our government. Here's a clip from my film, America Destroyed by Design, where Oliver North and Poindexter, yes, the felon who runs the Total Information Awareness Network today, Jack Brooks brings it up in the head. The chairman, in a way, tells him to shut up. And then we got a clip of Henry B. Gonzalez from the grave now talking about if there's terrorism, how they'll use it as a pretext to round people up because they were just reading Rex 84. Well, why now is the exact same thing happening? Because they're following the same document. And now that's hit mainstream news. Go ahead and roll it.
now see some evidence of concentration camp facilities being built in America under the guise of FEMA going back over 30 years, but it is accelerating.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps.
All right. And there's a lot more than in the film. We go through all the documentation. So let me cover some of this now. It's so important. I'm going to recap some of what I covered the first to the last hour, and then we'll go to John and David and Don and John and Elias and others before Paul Joseph Watson joins us. I kind of sped through this last hour, so what I'm going to do now is slowly go through it. This is the Sun out of the New York Sun. Patriot Act email searches apply to non-terrorist judges, say two federal judges in Florida. And again, I saw this 3 years ago. Okay, it's just now it's really being announced. In Florida, have upheld the authority of individual courts to use the Patriot Act to order searches anywhere in the country for emails and computer data and all types of criminal investigations. And they're also using it in everything else. Overruling a magistrate who found Congress limited such expanded jurisdiction to cases involving terrorism. But they didn't. Section 802 says the suspicion of misdemeanor, not even felony, misdemeanor crime is terrorism, and so you don't get any of the guarantees of the Bill of Rights or Constitution. And Bush gets up and says, oh, don't worry, we're not using this against anybody but terrorists. No, this is powers we already had. No, you didn't already have these powers. Unless you're talking about asset forfeiture seizure that's been found unconstitutional. Yeah, taking property without even any drugs being found or a crime being committed. And this whole national security umbrella is used to hide all of this while they do it. And literally every day there are mainstream news articles of homeless being arrested under the Patriot Act for sleeping on park benches. Marijuana dealers, cocaine dealers, topless bars, county commissioners, toy stores. We've listed them, we've covered them. I use some of the most known examples, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And now they're arresting Morrissey and taking him in for questioning because he had some milquetoast comments about the British and the U.S. being corrupt. So they took him in handcuffs, took him in for questioning with a video camera and said, are you a terrorist? He said, what are you talking about? I just said I don't like what you're doing with the war. Well, we may bring you back in later. You know, they suspend the mayor of London for a month for criticizing the media. There's no free speech. At least they're trying to claim there is. And then Congress says we may not reauthorize the Patriot Act. And Bush says, I don't care if you don't pass a law. I'm just going to enforce it. Hey, you're not allowed to... by the way, I'm going to digress here for a minute before I get into all these concentration camps. It is now confirmed that the UAE is one of the largest shareholders in, they invested $8 billion just 2 years ago in the Carlyle Group, and that the Bushes personally have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars from them in investment. Jeb Bush with his whole Scholastic book line, big money there, they're the main investors. We've got the Treasury Secretary who sat on the board that authorized this handover and then violated federal law, not having the 45-day review, another law violated. He's the guy who signed off on the deal when he was in a $1.15 billion deal, $1.15 billion deal with him. And then we have their current number two man over their European and Latin American operations of DuPont World, who is, they keep saying they're not going to run security. No, the company won't. The former head guy from the company will run all the security. So it's a takeover at every level. I mean, no one's connected to Saudi Arabia and the bin Laden family like the Bushes. No one is connected to United Arab Emirates like the Bushes, except for the Queen of England. And go type in Queen of England Carlyle Group into Google. You'll get Financial Times of London about how she's the majority owner. She basically owns those countries. They're the ones that set them up 85 years ago. They basically own the Carlyle Group. And then after that, it's the bin Ladens, the Bushes, UAE. It's one sick, happy family. And the rat hole just gets deeper and 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 deeper. And then I tune into Neocon Talk Radio, and they're going, it's all liberal lies. They haven't done anything wrong. It's just that Run the Pores is friendly, and there's no payments going on. It's open corruption. Manifest. They should be arrested. He should be impeached right now. Snow should have to resign and go to jail for taking money from them and then waiving the 45-day national security review. I mean, I got to have cops pull me over on the side of the highway and ask to search my car. Well, no, you can't. Well, it's post-9/11, sir. We don't need a warrant. And the border's wide open. Meanwhile, our government's sold out to foreign Arabs. It's laughable. It's all a big, sick joke. All right, I've said that. I just wanted to get that out there. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and now it's more than 21 ports, and it just gets, and they knew it was more than six when they first reported. Again, they give you the lowest number they can to minimize it psychologically. This is sick. And now I'm hearing neocons, a new frightening development. I heard two neocons this morning make little jibes at guns. Now they're getting anti-gun on us. I mean, I mean, when is it going to end? I had these neocon worshippers out at Crawford, Texas a few months ago when I was out there interviewing people out there who were protesting on both sides. And I'd go, well, Bush is anti-gun. They'd go, so what? We got to restrict them. I've got it on tape. You're one of them right-wing Republicans. I mean, see, now I'm really evil, folks. I'm pro-gun. I mean, or they'll just deny it. You're a liar. He isn't anti-gun. Well, no, yes, he is. Can I tell you? Just back off right now. Back off right now. Hey, Bush is, I go, hey, Bush is in bed with the Saudis. I have pictures of him out there last week with the Saudis holding hands with them. He's in business with them, selling us out. You're a liar, boy. You better bleep and back off right now, or I'm going to whoop your hind. And they said it another way. Start bucking up. And then start saying weird stuff like George Bush is like our daddy. I remember when Democrats used to go, it's like Bill Clinton's our father. Don't question our father. He knows. It's the same weird psychology where these weirdos that Bush is flushing their future down the commode, and they're just going, I actually have multiple people on tape going, he's like our daddy. You don't talk about our daddy. I mean, it is slave mentality. You don't talk about it. He's like our father. He doesn't need to tell us what's going on. We don't have a right to know. He knows best. What? He knows best? I mean, just what happened to you people? Back off right now, buddy. And they make these weird noises. You think I'm joking. I have them all on tape. When I do those imitations, that's real people who would love to see us turn in our guns, who would love to see us go to camps, who would love to have martial law and just worship the government. Because you know why? Deep down they're afraid, and they know everything we're saying is true, and they deep down they're scared. And cowards, most cowards are so cowardly, they won't even admit to themselves what they're doing. They'll just say, no, it ain't true. I love the government. Because they're afraid. They just decide, I just like it. Well, then if there are going to be camps, good. I've had friends that, a guy who did my TV show when I first started it almost 12 years ago, now won't even talk to me in the halls of the TV station. You've heard him here as a guest a few years ago. He walks up to me and got in my face, bowled up to me in front of two witnesses, Mike Hansen and Malcolm, a couple of weeks ago. This was about a month ago now. Bowled up, bugged his eyes out, and said, "You're a traitor. You're a closet Islamicist. And yeah, you need to go to the camp. You need to be arrested for what you say." I have I have protested abortion clinics with this person. I have been to dinner with him. I was friends with his daughter. I'm friends with his son. I have been to church with these people. And 11 years later, he'd rather take this criminal cokehead, George Bush, over me. He'd rather believe the lie. By the way, George Bush is mad at one of these states now that is banning abortion. Bush wants to continue it. See, now it's conservative to be for abortion. You are the what is wrong? I mean, people I know, folks, are going to be happy when they arrest me and when they torture me to death. They're going to love it. You understand that, folks? This is what we've turned into. This is what we've become. And I'm trying to avert this. Do you understand? And when that fool has his pension fund taken, when that fool has his army retirement taken, when people like that are abused by this government, they'll make excuses for the government. All right, I've gone into a rant, and I'm sorry. I mean, I've tried to lovingly talk to these people. I've tried to explain it to them, and they just get so afraid when you're talking to them. And they get violent. They get because they are wedded to this government. They worship this government. No gods before me, it says in Leviticus. And what is a god? It's what you worship. If baseball's more important than God and your family to you, your idol is baseball. If having a fancy car, you know, your kids are on drugs and flunking school, but don't worry, you're out there waxing your stupid car. People ask me, why don't you clean your car? I mean, you know, on the outside. Because I don't care. It's to get me from one place to another. Well, why is it a pretty nice car? Because it's reliable. Because all I need is reliable transportation. But I don't care about it. Okay? I don't get off on it. I don't want to be noticed. I don't want stupid status. I want love. I want beauty. I want goodness. I love decency. I love innocence. I love tenderness. I love beauty and honor and happiness and goodliness. I can't stand petulant, worm-ridden evil. I am ashamed. I am upset of the things our government's doing overseas. I am freaked out by the fact that it can be in the Chicago Tribune that Halliburton's got lobbyists in Washington to keep the government from enforcing on them with white slave rings. Openly. I mean, it freaks me out. And the very same people that run the camps overseas that are doing this, from Bosnia to Iraq, the very same people are the ones now building the camps in America and expanding Guantanamo radically in Cuba. They're the same ones now with the declassified subsections. A synopsis has been declassified of this new program called, codenamed Endgame. I mean, I'm here with the articles in front of me with Project Endgame. I'm here looking at it. I'm here with it in front of me. I'm here with Army Regulation 210-35. Just cops, drive along your car right now. You don't believe this. Just write down your little pad, Army Regulation 210-35. Or Civilian Inmate Labor Program. Just type that in. And type it in and go read it. Don't shoot your mouth off to me. You understand? Don't sit there and say this isn't true when it is. Again, you're an expert on baseball. You think that's important, so you know all about it. Well, I know all about this. And let me just tell you something. You better become an expert on the real world real fast. And I have all these articles here where they admit that this is going on, where they admit that this is happening here in this country that I love so much. Let's go to calls, and I'll get more into the camps with Paul when he joins us. I was too angry to cogently even go over to... let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Fired up.
You are. You're a hoot. I'm really behind the eight ball when it comes to the stuff that you cover, but I'm trying to catch up as quick as I can. And I'm reading the Wall Street Journal yesterday. U.S. water utility is purchased for $860 million by a company I think is called Macquarie. They're Australian. But the sale affects the water distribution and related services to about 700,000 people.
And let me explain how this works. We pay taxes to build it, and then for pennies on the dollar, it is transferred as part of us being bankrupt, as part of a debt agreement. The majority owner of water districts are the Dutch and the Germans. The majority of our infrastructure is now owned.
Okay, now listen to this.
By foreigners.
This it affects 700,000 people in 52 communities, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Now, the thing is that it's a British company selling it to the Aussies.
And just like the British are now dumbing the ports.
I'm wondering if there's a British bailout of infrastructure in this country.
You know, I was going to say that last week, but I can't confirm it, but the trend looks like there is a partial British dumping of infrastructure.
Now, my question is, to the people who are interested, is there any public source of information about who owns what in this country? I mean, is this UAE deal basically a drop in the bucket?
It's not even a drop. It's not even missed in the bucket. It's a particulate you have to look at with a microscope.
So, without researching every...
Sir, they're openly giving 80% plus, it's 82% of the roads in Texas, to a foreign Spanish company. And then the local newspaper, The Chronicle, writes an article saying it's a lie when it's been all over the Statesman and admitted that it's Spanish-owned. I mean, it's just...
Well, another question I got for you. Are these paybacks for being a part of the coalition?
It's more than that, sir. When you find out they're not even really paying for it, let me break this down. They come in with...
Spanish were a part of the coalition. The British, the Australians were a part of the coalition. Our boats were in the UAE's port.
It's not a payoff for the coalition. It is the coalition. It's all owned by the same people, sir.
I'll send real quick. Some votes for the incumbents. We got to break the grip.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. We'll come back, and David just hung up, so we'll talk to Don, John, Elias, and others. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. It isn't a drill. I mean, if you're mad about the ports, folks, then your head would explode if you knew what I knew. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Believe in what we're doing. If you want to fight the New World Order, get my documentaries, make copies of them, give them to people. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You can download them all in high bandwidth, high quality, or even low bandwidth of your dial-up. Burn them to DVD, burn them to disc, give them to people. It's a great resource. All of my films, weekly TV reports, the video that we shoot with interviews here in studio, all my best audio interviews from the show, a bunch of other documentaries like Bill and Avery's Loose Change, second edition, amazing 9/11 film. That's up there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Over now 1,000 pieces of media coming up on our 2-year anniversary here, in just about, starting April 1st is when we launched it 2 years ago. So get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, your exclusive membership, 15 cents a day. It's $5.95 a month and you get 5+ months, 5.3 months free, we've calculated. We're launching a new special just for the month of March. We're launching today, just for this month. We did it back during December. People loved it, so we're launching it again for one more month. 5+ months free when you get a yearly subscription. But remember, your subscription also supports what we're doing and makes feature films, you know, future films, all the things we're doing possible. We're expanding. We're doing better. But we need your support. So go to InfoWars.com to order hard copy DVD or VHS or T-shirts or bumper stickers or books on tape and other books and videos. We're adding multiple new books or videos each week to the Big Book Store now that we now have online at InfoWars.com, from Codex Magica to 9/11 Synthetic Terror to Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, an amazing book. It's all there at InfoWars.com, so be sure and visit the secure online shopping cart or call toll-free, and then you can order. They can answer all your questions if you'd like to order that way. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Expose the terrorists. Get involved in the fight today. Let's go ahead and talk to Don and KC, then John Elias, Paul, Rodney, and others. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Alex, this Dubai ports deal seems to me to be a really winnable battle and a very important one, I would think, because the average American is really waking up to this. I mean, they're scratching their heads wondering.
Well, that's because we've been told the Arabs are all going to kill us and want to slaughter us any minute, which, of course, isn't true. But, see, it doesn't fit into the propaganda. Now we learn Bush is in business with them. Payoffs are involved. They violated the 45-day law. I mean, they're criminals. They all need to be arrested right now.
Oh, this is very – they're very vulnerable on this thing. And they have to resort to the worst lies, like they won't be handling port security and all this stuff.
No, they'll just run all the security in the whole country.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just incredible.
And the last 4 years, they've not been able to obviously pull off another terrorist attack. So this UAE thing might be a kind of end run around that by having the CIA laden country take over these ports, because they're not getting any cooperation from their minions on the local, state, and federal level.
Well, I agree. And here's another facet. Back when they were getting these 6 major ports and then 2 others, Corpus Christi and Beaumont, I looked at the numbers. That would be over half of deepwater ports. Now they're getting 21+. Now they're saying they're about to announce some more. That shows, number one, how much the British already own. It was already British owned. But it shows that they are going to have the vast majority, not just half, but the vast majority, to be able to effect a monopoly.
Well, you know, it's really almost impossible to get on these national neocon talk shows and talk about this. And locally, at least here in Kansas City, I mean, the hosts will not take up this issue. They take on these ridiculous, local, trivial things. I think they don't want to talk about it, but if we can get through to some of these shows, this would be the perfect opportunity to educate
the
public.
Well, what you do is you get through to those shows and you go, hey, KCXL for now 6-7 years has been carrying Alex Jones. Pick him up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and by picking him up, I mean tune into KCXL. Listen to us there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you've got a station that covers the whole city. Use it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Keep on ranting, brother. I really love it because you're all fired up with righteous indignation as far as I'm concerned.
Well, man, my life's in danger. Yours is too, Bubba.
Absolutely.
This isn't a joke. I mean, they say they're going to take us down. This country's gone. We're
going to
be slaves. We're going to be third world.
Absolutely.
That's why they're selling off the infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. I mean, I'm not trying to put a bad face on it, folks. The house is on fire. We gotta put it out. Come on. We'll be right back. Third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.